Near the end of every school year, Hoonah City Schools puts on a celebration of Tlingit culture. The entire community of about 745 year-round residents is invited to the school to see the youngest generation carry forward their ancestors' traditions. I'm KTOO reporter Adeline Baxter, and I visited the school last week for the annual celebration, or Kuik, to learn about the tradition. In the school auditorium, the children of Hoonah are putting on a show. This Kuik, or potlatch, celebrates the town's Tlingit culture and heritage. Students from preschool up to 12th grade sing, dance, recite speeches, and perform skits, all in Tlingit. The Kuik has been a tradition in the school for 28 years, and it takes most of the school year to prepare.
Kuik is literally to invite somebody. So there are many different types of kuik, whether it be for memorials or naming ceremonies or weddings or festive times of the year.
Heather Powell teaches Tlingit language in Hoonah City Schools. It's now a graduation requirement for all 9th and 10th grade students to take the language.
So there's many different reasons why they have kuik. And this, for us, is one to teach our children a little bit about the ceremony of reciprocity and what it means to be of a certain clan, what it means to be the child of that clan, how precious our grandchildren are. And it's an important thing for them to learn.
The event begins with a welcome speech from Treston Lafferty, a senior and a member of the Eagle Moiety. The Eagles and Ravens take turns hosting each year. This year is the Eagles' turn. Students parade in accompanied by drums. They're all wearing traditional Tlingit regalia, some of it passed down through several generations. More than 80% of Hoonah's 120 students are Tlingit, but everyone takes part in the festivities.
Each time, it's equally as moving. And I think for me, as an African-American, it's even more so.
Ralph Watkins took over as superintendent of Hoonah City Schools this school year. He's also the principal. The first kuik he saw was during a visit before he was hired. He said he knew Hoonah was a special place after that.
I know absolutely nothing about my African history. Nothing. You know, I'm almost jealous. And so the fact that I can be a part of preserving something that I couldn't do for my own culture is important to me.
This year's Kuik honored special guests visiting from outside Hoonah. Ruth Demert is an elder and fluent Tlingit speaker who taught for many years in Cake.
You know, it's wonderful because they sing the song that "You Are My Sunshine," translated into Tlingit, and that was done for my mother because I remember growing up, she would lay in the feather bed with me and sing "You Are My Sunshine" in English.
Second and third graders sang Demert's version of the song. Demert is viewed as a cultural treasure by many in the Tlingit community. Very few fluent speakers remain. She continues to act as a resource for people like Powell and her colleagues who have led the language program in Hoonah for years.
We have our auntie Carol Williams, who has been working in Hoonah City Schools for 43 years. And we also have Daphne Wright, Duffy Wright, Koshke, who's been working in Hoonah City Schools for 33 years. So combined with that 76 years of keeping opportunities for the door to be open for Tlingit language, culture, song, and dance to exist within the school district, we're very, very blessed in this community.
At the end of the celebration, community members join in a song some of the students wrote last year. The lyrics speak to the Tlingit tradition of reciprocity and respect for all things. "The world is balanced," they sing. "We will live right. What was given to us, we will give to them." Reporting from Hoonah, I'm Adeline Baxter.